Blog Talk Radio.
Think you lost your mind? What's this?
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Technical difficulties, but we got a great show for you guys today. We'll wait a little bit for Chris Cruz to get on, but the topics we're going to be talking about today is, today was the first day of school. We're going to be talking about the little adjustments that these schools made. We're going to be talking about Ashley Madison, the leak that happened, and we're going to be talking about Stephen Amell, Green Arrow, taking down Stardust. So, is Chris Cruz here yet?
Hey guys, what's up? How y'all doing today?
A little late joining the party. What happened?
Better late than never, you know.
I guess so. But did you hear about the great topics we're talking about today?
Of course I did. How about we start by talking about that crazy wrestling match that we heard about?
No. We're going to start since it was the first day of school today. We're starting with school. So, you know, these high school kids went back to school today, and they made a couple of adjustments, starting with the bus. School buses are now carrying GPS and Wi-Fi on the buses. I mean, can you believe that they didn't have that when we were in school?
I know why. They want to get all the cool things after we graduate.
Exactly. And not only did the schools add Wi-Fi and GPS to the school buses, now freshmen, incoming freshmen, the majority of the schools are getting tablets now. Each freshman is getting a tablet so that they can work on stuff at home, you know, for those kids that don't have computers and whatnot, and even work some on some schoolwork at school if they have the time. I mean, I wish they gave us tablets when we were freshmen. We didn't get any
school
books.
I'm about to go back to school now.
Hey, guys.
Exactly.
Does somebody have a TV going on in the background? What is it?
I don't know. Do you hear it now?
Everything's good now, yeah.
But all right, so we got the school handing out the tablets. I wish they gave me one, you know, instead of those boring textbooks. But now they have the textbooks on the tablets, you know, so you can look it up on the screen, which is, you know, they're heading towards technology.
I mean, it's going to make their book bags lighter, so I see the upside in this. You know, all them cool kids that are too good to be carrying their notebooks and stuff. I think
that's
now
right,
they're
you know,
their tablets like cool kids.
Exactly. It makes it much lighter. So it's better on the back for the students, you know, instead of all those books, heavy books. And instead of saying that they forgot their books, most of them won't forget their tablet. So it'll just be all on the tablet.
Exactly. And it makes it easier. You now you have, instead of carrying all those books or their workload, not only can you put homework on your tablet, you can also put your notes on your tablet, your textbooks are in your tablet. So it's better on your for your physical health and, you know, on your back. It makes it easier. You just have the tablet carrying around. It makes it easier for your workload, and everything is put there now. So, and I think I always figured that with the improvement in technology, this is where even school would be heading. But it's kind of sad that we weren't there to miss out on all this cool tablet talk.
I know. I mean, you know, I love graduating in 2009, for those of us who graduated in 2009. But, however, I mean, I wish we could go back to school and, you know, start it off with the technology phase. I think it's pretty cool the advancements that these schools are going towards. Next thing you know, they're going to give us, like, Google glasses, and instead of a teacher being there, it's going to be like a little hologram.
That way, the teacher would never have to leave their house. They can teach from home.
In the safety of their home.
Let's go, Mets.
We watch next.
Let's go, Mets.
Not today, guys. Not today.
But let's move on to our second topic for today. We're going to be talking about the Ashley Madison leak. Do you know what Ashley Madison is, Chris?
I have no clue.
Don't act like you never went on the website.
I really don't know what you're talking about. You're saying Madison. I'm like, who is this girl?
All right. Ashley Madison is a website. It's pretty much the way they, you know, advertise it. It's a website for extramarital affairs, so pretty much for cheating. And recently, a leak came out with millions, 30 million users, their information leaked from the website. So a lot of wives and, you know, spouses are seeing their significant other's name come out, and they're catching them that they were trying to cheat on them or that they were cheating on them. I mean, this is very bad. It's a very big breach and a very big hack. I mean, I think they're being sued for this, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, of course, talk about, like, invasion of privacy. Like, everyone's business was just put out there. Regardless of whether it's a good or a bad thing, they went on that site believing that their privacy will remain private. And now all their business is out in the open, and it's causing problems for their personal lives. So, of course, people are going to be suing about this.
Yeah, they're freaking out. And apparently, the hack of the cheating website, Ashley Madison, has triggered extortion crimes and led to two unconfirmed reports of suicides from Canadian police, is what they're reporting. And the company behind Ashley Madison is offering $378,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the members of a group that hacked the site.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know if they're going to come up with any leads. I hope so. At least, you know, I personally, at least it's not a violent crime. Yeah, of course it's bad, and I hope something comes of it, because now they just ruined, or they at least created problems for a bunch of these people's lives. So I hope the police are taking this seriously, and they go out of their way to try to at least make some arrests and find out who the culprit is.
Yeah, and a couple of big names apparently have had their information leaked, so they're pretty much paying their attorneys or whoever to try to cover it up or see what they can do for them. I haven't read who's the big names that were leaked, but I know one of them was, I believe, a governor, if I'm not mistaken. Another one was like a Hollywood actor, and another one was a sports star, but I don't know what sport he played with. I didn't get those names. But there's been a couple of celebrities, not to mention over 30 million people whose information got hacked. So apparently this hack is one of the largest data breaches in the world, one of the employees from Ashley Madison said, and it's affecting all of them. So they're trying to talk to whoever to see if they can find out who hacked it.
Well, let's talk about the actual website for a second. Now, what type of website, like, what type of people come up with a website where you can, I don't know if the website was designed for this, but it's being used for this quite frequently. A website designed for cheating, for being unfaithful to your significant other. They're just going around, they're like, hey, I'm not going to get caught here. You know, it's going to remain private. We're just going to do a little business, and then I'm going to go back to my wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, whatever.
Well, like, do you know what the slogan is for Ashley Madison?
What is the slogan?
The slogan is, life is short, have an affair.
What? Oh, my goodness. Are they crazy?
I mean,
what type of message are you sending to our couples nowadays? And you're saying, okay, you know, whatever. We're going to promote infidelity. And we're just going to be like, you know what, life's short, have an affair, it doesn't matter. All the vows and promises you made to the person you're supposed to be faithful to, it doesn't matter. Just come on, have an affair. You know, life is short. It doesn't matter anyway. Like, wow. This is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like,
It says something to the people. It says something to the people that, you know, go on the website, because it is, again, like, it was 30 million people whose information got leaked. Not to mention, I'm sure there was more people whose information did not get leaked. So it just says that they have a vast amount of, you know, people who go on the website and who pay for that website. Now, also, not all of them are in a relationship or married. There's some single people who look for spouses or significant others on that website or just for a hookup,
however the case may be.
How is that just as bad?
What do you mean? You're ruining someone else's relationship. Even though you might be single, now you're interfering with someone else's relationship. I don't know. That's how I view it. That's how I take it.
Or they could be talking to someone who's single. That doesn't mean just because... Yes, the website is primarily, you know, promoted as, you know, cheating, but the single people could be talking to single people on there. It's
well,
not
they're
just
the exception. Most of the people on there, I assume, go on there because of the catchy slogan talking about life is short, cheat a little bit. Okay, that's great. I don't think, you know, you have all these other matchmaking websites that are for single people, but this website is geared towards more towards people that are already in relationships. They're looking, I guess, for some fun on the side. That's how I'm taking this as. And, I mean, you're probably going to tell me, oh, I bet there's millions of people on there that are single. It's not just for cheaters. But you can't tell me that this website is not geared towards people looking to commit infidelity, to cheat.
Well, I can just, you know, bring up the point that it's not just people who are in relationships. It's just like any other dating website. And, you know, they have plenty, hundreds of dating websites or apps. You know, that people use to hook up and there's plenty of, like, Facebook. You can message someone on Facebook. They can be in a relationship. That could be a way to cheat. So it's just like any other, you know, social media or website that you can use to try to meet someone. Just, I mean, yes, the way they promote it is, like, have an affair. And a lot of these people's information who got out and they found out that their significant other was on there trying to, you know, cheat on them or was cheating on them, I'm sure they're upset, and I'm sure that is one of the reasons the website is there. But it's just like any other website or dating app. There's a bunch of people who go on there to cheat on their significant other or spouse or whatnot. So you can't just say just because this website slogans it that way, it's just this website. But
I understand
the big
that.
Issue is,
I understand that people go on regular websites all the time and do the same exact thing. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that this website is promoting people to do what they're already doing on other websites. Okay, the other websites, at least what they're promoting is single people getting to know each other, getting in relationships. They're not going out of their way to promote infidelity. I'm just saying that I know people are going to do whatever they want to do. I understand that. What I'm saying is this website's message is promoting infidelity, which is, I find, a crazy concept. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. And maybe this website got hacked because of karma for all these people that are being unfaithful. I don't know. Just my personal opinion. I'm not judging anyone. You can do whatever you want. Like they're saying, life's short. But I'm just saying, the crazy thing I find is how this website is just going out of their way to promote a concept that as a society, we don't really, I don't know, we don't believe in. Because in the beginning, I know, in the old days, once you get married or you're in a serious relationship, that's it, you're with that person. Nowadays, it's like no one takes relationships seriously anymore to the point where even websites are condoning unfaithfulness. That's just all I'm trying to say.
I got you. I understand your point. Well, someone from actually Madison, he addressed the hackers directly, saying that their actions are illegal and will not be tolerated, and this is their wake-up call. He's pretty much trying to say that they will try to find them, and once they find them, they will, I guess, take it to a court of law because what their actions did was illegal, and it let loose a whole bunch of people's personal information. So, I mean, that when I heard about the hack, I was like, oh, a whole bunch of people's relationships are going to get screwed up because you know a whole bunch of people are on there trying to cheat. So I'm like, okay, this isn't going to be good. But, I mean, at least they're trying to catch the people who did it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you with that whole point. And just to sum up this whole topic, I just hope that they do, whoever leaked it does get caught, because regardless of the morality of what was happening or being condoned on the website, it's still wrong to go and leak everyone's personal privacy and business. So I hope something gets done about this. And I just this is an interesting story to me.
All right, but that leads us into our commercial break. So, guys, stay tuned. And, again, we'll be talking about Stephen Amell taking on Stardust. We'll see you back from commercial break.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word, MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
Do something with your life. Do something with your life. Do something with your life.
All right, all right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a rhyming light.
Stop.
What?
Are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
want to hear what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end
no.
it like this.
No,
so
right.
What are we doing? Putting on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D-Wade, and play for the Miami Heat, the Miami Heat, the Miami Heat.
DJ Irie, the Miami Heat.
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Coral Gables Cavaliers Youth Football and Cheer Program is back and under new ownership, management, and leadership. Version 2.0, they are reloading and rebuilding from the ground up. Boys and girls 5 through 14 years old are welcome. Registration is Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Coral Gables High School. For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-923-7656. Once again, it is www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-923-7656.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to commercial break to Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, hey, what's up to the people?
Hey, what's up, people? Welcome back to the second half of Cruise Control. We've got a good show going already for you guys, so I hope you guys are ready for the second half. Let's get to it.
That's right. We're coming back with some superhero beatdown. We're talking about the star of the hit TV show Arrow, Stephen Amell. He was in the wrestling ring, and he beat Stardust. Sorry, guys, I couldn't get it out. He beat Stardust in a wrestling match. Can you believe that he actually went from the TV screen to the wrestling ring?
Did you get him to guest star on our show, Jay?
No, didn't get him to guest star. Unfortunately, I couldn't get him to come on.
I bet you didn't even really try.
No, didn't think didn't think he would have the time.
You know how much I love him. Can you imagine if we had him on here?
I know. I'm sorry, but let's talk about how the feud started. I mean, you know, because they had some smack talk going back and forth to where it eventually led to Stephen Amell going in the ring, you know, facing off in a tag team battle against Stardust. So Amell, he went to WWE, where after losing to Neville, Stardust singled out Amell in the crowd and hissed at him. And then in a post-match interview, Stardust claimed that the Green Arrow was his new rival and renamed his finishing move the Queen's Crossbow.
That is quite catchy, right?
I like the name. I was like, all right, if he takes him out with that, that's going to be pretty dope. But then, you know, Stardust ignited a war on Twitter, and 2 weeks later screamed at the camera after a match, "I know your secret, Steven." He was pretty much insinuating that he didn't want to fight Amell. He wanted to fight the Green Arrow. So he's calling out his comic book counterpart. He's not calling out the actor. He's calling out the superhero.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, though. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And then Stardust made his return to WWE after beating Neville in a match, and he called out Amell saying that he was next. So he's pretty much just egging it on, like, hey, when we gonna get this popping? That's pretty much how it looked to me. He just kept calling him out, I guess adding fuel to the fire. And then the social media war got even more serious when Stardust threatened to break Stephen Amell's nose, and then Amell threatened to come to Raw and punch Stardust in the mouth. And then after beating another wrestler, R-Truth, at SmackDown, Stardust yelled at him, "R-Truth, you have failed this city." That's an exact quote for that Green Arrow or Stephen Amell always uses in his show. Whenever he takes down a bad guy, he tells them, "They have failed this city." So just adding more fuel to the fire. It was just getting too amped, you feel me? And then one day, Amell was announced to be a special guest on an episode of Raw. And then, you know, he called him out. Once he decided he was going to be a special guest at Raw, you know, he was over there sitting in the booth. Then he started talking all this smack to Amell, to where Amell took him out, pretty much tackling him inside the ring.
And then what happened?
And then he decided to come do a tag team match with his partner, Neville, and then against Stardust and his partner. And then that match happened a couple days ago, and they ended up winning. The superhero Green Arrow took down his nemesis.
Stardust.
That's right. What do you think about that? I mean, I thought it was just so cool how, yeah, I'm pretty sure they talked outside of the messages and whatnot, amping it up, saying, yo, we have to do this, because for those of you who don't know, Stephen Amell is a big wrestling fan, so I'm sure him and Stardust talked outside, saying, yeah, let's do this, let's get it amped, it'll be pretty cool, and then they just, you know, fueled the fire with, you know, all this smack talk, which I'm pretty sure was just friendly smack talk, and then, bam, they got it done, they got it set up, and then Stephen Amell ended up winning the match.
Yeah, I don't know how the match came about. I'm sure Stephen Amell campaigned for it. You know, like you said, he is a big wrestling fan. But I think it's a good publicity stunt for both Stardust as a wrestler and for both Stephen Amell as an actor. Now, maybe more people will be aware of his show, maybe get more viewers interested in the show. And for those who already like his show to watch some wrestling. So I think it was good for both wrestling and for the Stephen Amell and the show Arrow. So I think it was pretty cool. Obviously, wrestling is choreographed, so he had to practice quite a bit, I assume, for every stunt that happened leading up to the fight and up to the fight itself. But I didn't actually get to see the fight. I just heard that Stephen Amell won against Stardust, which is cool. Obviously, you know, good had to vanquish evil. And Stardust is a villain in wrestling. So, which is a pretty cool concept. Like you were saying, I like the Stardust finishing move for Stephen Amell. It's pretty cool. I like the whole production of it. I think it was pretty cool the way they executed it was I liked it. I didn't get to see the fight match. Maybe I'll look it up later to see how it turned out. But I knew my boy Stephen Amell was going to win, obviously.
Of course, he has to. He's a superhero who needs to vanquish evil. But some good did come from them amping it up and whatnot. Stephen Amell launched a T-shirt campaign that has already raised over $100,000 for charity. And, you know, because of that was a big contributor to the you know, them earning the money for the charity. So it was for a good cause as well.
Yeah, I like that. I like that that the proceeds or whatever they got for the match is heading to charity. Most celebrities, they do, well, no, I don't want to say most, but a lot of big-name celebrities, they do contribute to charities. Do you know the name of the charity that the proceeds went to?
I do not. I did not find that.
Okay, well, for those of you guys who do know, let us know. And then, I don't know, maybe look into it. Maybe you want to make a donation or find another good cause to donate to, because that's always cool. I like it quite a bit that celebrities donate to different charities. I mean, why not, like, give what you get, you know? They make a lot of, well, not all of them, but some of them make a lot of money. So I think it's cool that they gave some of the proceeds to a charity, and I would like to know which one it was.
So look it up. Google.
Okay, I'm going to Google it on my free time. I'm not going to do it at this second.
But, I mean, no, I pretty much liked it. I did see some clips and some highlights from the wrestling match. And, you know, Stephen Amell, he was pretty dope in it. Of course, I had to be rooting for him. I only saw his highlights. Of course, I didn't see the entire match. But from what I saw from him, he could have been a wrestler in another life instead of an actor.
Well, of course, because he can do it all.
That's right. And for those of you who think wrestling fake, Stephen Amell tweeted a picture of all the bruises that he had on his body or back after the fight or after the match. So, I mean, yeah, wrestling is fake, but they do have to do these crazy stunts. And it is very physical. So he took a beating for it, but he said it was worth it. So I'm glad he had a good time. And it was a good time for his fans watching it, because I'm a big fan of Stephen Amell, and he's very active on, like, Facebook and social media. So you can watch him post videos and talk about different things and talk about his show or the causes that he's trying to get made aware of. So, I mean, he's a pretty cool celebrity to follow if you're interested in that. But, I mean, I just thought it was cool how he upped the match and the fight and how it all started and came with. I wonder if they came up with the idea before he went to the show, or while they were there, they just kept going with it and then decided to do it. I think that would be a pretty cool story to hear.
Yeah, me too. I would like to find out how it all came together. Pretty cool that it happened at all. Maybe more celebrities will do something similar to that. Maybe not exactly the same, but similar. It's pretty cool to see them outside of their comfort zone doing different things. So I'm always interested to see celebrities do crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and you know, that's not a crazy bad thing like we hear from some of these other celebrities. It's something good to help, you know, charity and to get, you know, his show promoted, because he showed up in his Green Arrow outfit. So I mean, well, for the new season, he showed up in his new Green Arrow outfit, so that's pretty cool. Get fans excited for his show, and then get, you know, fans who don't really follow wrestling to, you know, start watching it a little by little. Well,
of course,
guys,
you know,
that brings us to the end of our show. I'm
That's
sorry, I didn't know you were going to say something. But that brings
okay.
us to the end of our show. And we're going to head into the rap recap, like how we usually end our show. So here we go, guys. Stephen Amell goes from the TV screen to the wrestling ring. Beat Stardust in a tag team. If you surf in the web, avoid Ashley Madison. Over 30 million users' info is leaked, causing a problem. Freshmen starting the school year right, getting new technology, making their future bright. But unfortunately, guys, we have reached the end of our show, and that's all we got. So it's time to go. So thank you guys for listening. That's all we got. See you guys tomorrow.
Now shut up and drive. Now shut up and drive.